You mentioned the, I think you mentioned Ray's Creek down here. What are some of the other creeks around here that run through?
Oh, Magbean Creek, Cubbard Creek, Briar Creek, that goes through, it goes through Fort Gordon. Guess why a mile gets down Savannah River and Great Revolutionary Battle was fought there. Also Fort Gordon and Light Horse Harry Lee really was not in that battle. Officers of Fort Gordon wanted to have an officers club and call it the...
How are you?
Sit still. I'm going to still get some thread, then I come back and join you all.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, he asked about wallets and purses and compacts and change purses. I said, we did this all last call to you, didn't we? But we discussed compacts?
Well, compact is a thing of powder.
Yeah, but you carry it in your hand sometimes.
Yeah, you carry that in your...
The change place was a little chain bag.
Change
place. Is that chain place or change place?
Change.
But we're talking about chain, though, right? So
no, that had nothing to do with it. Well, let me go get some thread. Right. I'll be back.
What do you ask me about? Oh, creeks. Oh, Briar Creek. Maybe his officers. This had nothing to do with your answer, my friend. They wanted to name their officers' club after Lighthouse Harry Lee. But he did participate in the siege of Augusta, Fort Augusta, Fort Cornwallis. He and Elijah Clark and Andrew Pickens. He camped, apparently, about a couple of miles, most, south of, was now St. Paul's Church, where the fort was. I asked his officers, they said, why don't you come give a talk about that Lighthouse Harry Lee? Well, I found the most excellent biography around the library. I read it, found it fascinating. Well, I said, why Lighthouse Harry Lee? He was a great man, great leader, great greatness. He was the father of Robert E. Lee. Well, because of the connection to Camp Gordon, so what the hell has he got to do with Camp Gordon? Well, Briar Creek goes through Camp Gordon. There's the Battle of Briar Creek. I said, he wasn't in that battle. He was in the Battle of Augusta. But then the Briar Creek, well, anyway, he thought it was too romantic a name, which it is. So I went out there, gave a talk, that was quite an affair. Great meeting, all right, Robert E. Lee. But yeah, the Briar Creek, for those who think, which I accept that little episode, I wouldn't realize Briar Creek was in Richmond County. But it is. Then Spirit Creek, Little Spirit Creek and Big Spirit Creek, they're all the southwest parts of the county. And then Cover Creek. Cover Creek, a beaver dam ditch was really a body of water. There's a beaver dam one time. It's all disappeared. And then, of course, it's the Augusta Canal.
Why do they call it Beaver Dam Ditch?
Beaver dam ditches, I believe you'll find them in Oregon and New Mexico and Maine because beavers build dams. They still do. My son and his wife have a place up in North Georgia. We were up there last year, saw this big structure. I said, what the world is that doing? They have big lakes. That the beavers did it. They tear it down. Well, beavers all over the place.
Well, I was saying, why did they use the word ditch there instead of lake?
Well, because I guess the beaver dam, there's a, you know what beaver dam ditch is, Virginia? You've heard it. The beaver dam ditch.
I've heard
well,
it's, words, yes.
I'll I've tell you, the Union Station, there's a place called, damn the old titles.
In Augusta, no, I
yeah, I remember trying case to the Georgia Public Service Commission. I remember Walter McDonald from Augusta, he's blind. He said, well, Joe, doesn't that track run up by Beaver Dam Ditch? I said, Your Honor, it does. He was familiar, of course. He was a topographic map of Augusta, and he just knew he lived in Augusta, a very smart fellow, corrupt as hell.